Robbie Cooper hears this noise a lot. It's her phone ringing when she tries to FaceTime her son, Ben. She lives in Austin. He goes to school in upstate New York. Cooper's son isn't in college. He's in seventh grade at a very prestigious boarding school for students with dyslexia.
We've sent our son away from us. He's in seventh grade. You know, he's 12 years old. That's really hard for us. I mean, for me, particularly as a mother.
Cooper says her son was identified as dyslexic as a kindergartner at Cassis Elementary after she and her husband got him tested by a private doctor. Cooper says it was a struggle to get the elementary school to recognize Ben's dyslexia and provide remediation.
It was suggested to us to hold him back, and we just felt like, why? We don't think this is going to go away, so we wanted to address it proactively. And I think that's kind of the schools and what we wanted started to diverge.
The school eventually provided services, but when Ben applied to a magnet school for middle school, he was rejected because his reading scores were too low, even though he had very high math scores. That's when the Coopers decided to send Ben to private school. Dyslexia experts say 15 to 20% of the general population has some form of dyslexia, but the number of Central Texas school districts who reflect that statistic is low. In Austin ISD, 2,000 students have been identified with dyslexia out of about 86,000.
To only identify 2,000 kids, you know, just shows that they're not identifying.
In an email statement, AISD says it plans to roll out a new intervention program district-wide to help identify kids with dyslexia between kindergarten and second grade. But education advocates say the district has been slow to provide services to students.
I believe that we are missing a lot of kids.
That's Courtney Hoffman, a lobbyist for the Advanced Language Therapy Association, or ALTA. It's a nonprofit that licenses dyslexia therapists. She says a lack of funding and teacher training leads to underidentification.
It's a real challenge to be in that classroom with 22 to 25 kids and to have not had the instruction to identify.
Lynn Pollard is the founder of Decoding Dyslexia, a grassroots organization in Texas. She says it's an issue of resources.
The law is robust. The law is very, demands a lot, but it's also, there isn't money allotted specifically to that for schools. And so they have to set money aside. And I think that it's an accountability thing. I think that districts haven't been held accountable by parents.
Or by the Texas Education Agency. For the first time this year, the TEA will require school districts to report how many students they have with dyslexia, even though Texas has had a law in place since 1985 that requires districts to serve those students. Hoffman says it's a step in the right direction.
Whenever you're held accountable and you have to report, you're going to pay more attention to what's going on in that area of education.
Pollard with Decoding Dyslexia says two private doctors have diagnosed her daughter with the disorder. Even still, she says the Richardson School District outside Dallas won't identify her child as dyslexic. She says her story is common among Texas families.
Even though we have this great law, I'm finding it's very common for parents to have a very difficult time to get the schools to cover the kids under the law.
Richardson ISD says it sometimes doesn't accept outside diagnoses because they can be incomplete or the doctor's definition of dyslexia doesn't align with the district's. Parents and experts say getting dyslexia services for their children means intense advocacy.
They go into war mode in order to get what they need for their child.
That's Courtney Hoffman again with ALTA.
What we really need to think about is what about those kids who don't have a parent who can be out there fighting for them to get the proper services. It's very alarming when you think about that. The kids who don't have those types of parents just check out.
And experts say that leads to failure and an increased chance of those students dropping out. Some wind up in prison. A study from the University of Texas Medical Branch back in the year 2000 found nearly half of prisoners nationwide have dyslexia. Kate McGee, KUT News.